My name is Dan Fries, and I'm the director of Old World Wisconsin.
I want to start right off by asking if you actually, are you one of the ball players or participants in old-time baseball?
No, I'm not. I used to actually play on a team at a museum I worked at prior to coming to Old World, but I had a shoulder injury, so my playing days, unfortunately, are behind me.
This is actually a sport or a pastime that's increasingly popular around the country. I've done a little online research, and there's a number of teams. I guess maybe just the thumbnail description of old-time baseball as opposed to what we know as the sport today.
Yeah, you know, it's usually referred to as either vintage baseball or historic baseball, and the idea is to recreate the game in its much simpler form, the way it would have been played in the 19th century. And I think the increase in popularity has probably come from perhaps a growing frustration in the way modern baseball has evolved into a game that now requires not only four umpires on the field, but instant replay to make sure that the calls are done correctly. And then vintage or historic baseball is simply one umpire on the field, and if he feels that he can't make the call, he simply asks the players whether or not the player was out or safe, and they're expected to answer honestly. And so it's quite a change from what we usually witness when we take in a baseball game today.
Reflective of the early days of baseball when it was seen as a gentleman's game.
Yeah, much more so. It's not that a fight wouldn't occasionally break out, but much more so than today's game.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I accidentally turned my headphone down there, so I missed the last part of that statement. Also, there's far less equipment, lots of things that aren't used, and some real differences in the uniforms.
Yeah, the first thing that folks will notice when they come out to one of our games at Old World is the fact that the players aren't wearing a ball glove. And it really wasn't until the 1880s that a very thin glove started to be worn by players. So during the late 1860s, the period that we focus on here at Old World for our games, gloves were still not being used. Now, it is a softer ball, so that helps. But a game was usually played with one ball, and as the game goes on, it gets softer. But I can tell you from experience that first inning, when the ball is nice and new and hard and you get a hard hit line drive that you have to field, it can sting the hands a bit.
Another difference is the uniforms, and of course, wool uniforms were worn until the mid-20th century, I think, in the game. But what's it like playing on a hot July day in a wool uniform?
Yeah, they're warm, and not only are the uniforms worn, but just because of 19th century fashion, where men weren't unbuttoning their shirts and in the way that they might today. I mean, the uniforms were expected to be buttoned up, and caps were expected to be worn when the players were out on the field. So I think just the fashion of the era made those uniforms even hotter than they would be using 20th century manners. One of the other things that I really find interesting as far as is the equipment are the bats. You might not think that there'd be a big difference between a modern-day wooden baseball bat and the ones that were used in the 19th century, but not only is the actual style of the bat a little bit different, but many of these bats were homemade. Spalding and some of the other companies came along a little bit later, so that in the 1860s, most baseball bats were either made by the player himself or, made by a local woodworker that would turn these on a lathe or, in some cases, actually carve them using a draw knife. And that's what they used to play with.
How rare would something like a broken bat single be using that equipment?
Well, the bats, they didn't shave down the handles like they do in today's game to make the bats as light as possible. So the bats, one of the things that we let our guests do here at Old World is actually when we finish our games, we let folks come out and actually try their hand at batting. We'll have one of the players out pitching so they can actually feel what one of these wooden bats would have been like to hold and swing. And, you know, it's, again, it's a big difference, especially kids, because kids, for the most part, play with aluminum bats today. And in many cases, it's the first time they've actually held a wooden baseball bat in their hand.
I wanted to ask you about the typical game. Is it my assumption that the games back then and these games tend to be a little more higher scoring than folks might be used to seeing?
Yeah, and again, that's, you know, there was no such thing as a routine ground ball to second like in today's game. For one, the fields were fairly rough. Most of these games were just played out in a meadow or, you know, in a park where maybe the lawn was a little more level, but still nothing like, you know, what we experience today, even at the youth baseball level. So, you know, a simple ground ball could take a pretty nasty hop if it hits the right spot on the field. Plus, again, you know, without the glove, that really, you know, makes it much more difficult to field even a fairly easy ground ball or even a fly ball. So, if you read newspaper accounts of the 19th century, seeing a game with a final score of, you know, 34 to 25 is not uncommon.
And lastly, Dan, I want to ask you, given the gentleman's game aspect of it and the reliance on just one umpire, it's my assumption that the players back then and the players on the teams that compete today, I mean, they still want to win, right? I mean, it's about competition.
Sure, yeah, it's still very competitive. And even back in the 19th century, it was very competitive. I usually compare it to a Friday night football game between two rival high schools. In most cases, it was a team representing a particular community. So if you had the Waukesha team playing against the Eagle team, there was a lot of community pride on stake at stake, as well as you know, the personal interest of the players to do well and to win the game. So really, you know, the entire communities would show up for these games, even if it was an away game, if the distance wasn't too great. So you would have entire communities coming out and holding picnics and really making a very festive day out of it. And that's really what we try to do at Old World, is try to recreate that. We have food available for folks to actually purchase and have a picnic right on the lawn as they're sitting and enjoying the baseball game, just like they would have done over 100 years ago.
Great. Dan, I've got plenty of information on the particulars of the Old World Wisconsin location and the teams that are going to be competing this year, so I'll make sure I can reference that. But I've got plenty to go with here. Enjoyed talking with you.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. And one other thing, too, is I don't know if you've seen, but if you go to the Old World Wisconsin website, there's a page that has terminology from the 19th century game and the rules that are used. So if people want to learn more about the rules of 19th century baseball or some of the terms that the players were using, we have that available on our website.